Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 6. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim were standing above him, each having 6 wings. With 2, each covered his face, and with 2, each covered his feet, and with 2, each flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe to me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and atonement is made for your sin." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not understand, and keep on looking, but do not gain knowledge. Make the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes blind, so that they will not see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long?" And he answered, "Until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. The Lord has completely removed people, and there are many forsaken places in the midst of the land. Yet there will still be a tenth portion in it, and it will again be subject to burning, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is cut down. The holy seed is its stump."
The Lord is often ignored, reviled, belittled, and denied. But one day, every eye will see Christ clothed in majesty and power. John 12, verse 41 says that Isaiah was given a vision of Christ's glory, and today's reading records the prophet's response. On seeing the Lord seated upon a throne in all his splendor, Isaiah recognized the depths of his own sinful condition and cried out, "Woe to me, for I am ruined." Peter had a similar reaction to Christ. When Jesus miraculously filled the fishing nets to overflowing, Peter fell down before him, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But the religious leaders of the time responded in a different way. When they heard Jesus' preaching and saw his miraculous signs, they became angry and attributed his power to Satan. Those of us who are believers are Christ's ambassadors in the world, and there are varied responses to our presence. Some welcome the message we bring, while others react with reluctance or even outright hostility. In fact, Jesus warned us this would be the case. But we should never let negative reactions discourage us from faithfully sharing the gospel or living righteously.